executive session on February 16, 2018. It's about 8:31 in hearing room F. The first item is the Ways and Means. It's Department Administrative Services. Recognize Senator Manning. Is it Senator Manning?
Thank you, Mr. President.
Now, just a minute. Let me just read something. Very important. Everybody pay attention to me. Senator Manning is going to read a short pony. I am trying to develop a policy. We don't read ponies here. I don't like ponies. I don't think they're necessary. They're part of the record. However, Ken Rocco has pushed back and said they're working hard. So apparently every pony today will be short. I will decide what short means. Senator Manning, read the short pony.
Yes, Mr. President. Thank you, Mr. President. On February 7th, the General Government Subcommittee recommends acknowledging receipt of a report from the Department of Administrative Services on a compensation plan change. DAS reported that the final 13 compensation plan changes, the estimated total cost of the report agreements will be $7.1 million total funds for the 2017-19 biennium. The estimated roll-up cost is $17.6 million total funds for the 2019-21 biennium. General Government Subcommittee recommends approval.
Discussion. Any objections? Report approved.
Mr. Co-Chair.
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. I just wanted to begin by saying good morning and how much we appreciate all you do. With that said, I'd also like to share with my colleagues, we have Leadership Hermiston here with us today. Gang, raise your hands. They're here to see the efficient government that U.S. Senate President and Representative Nathanson as co-chair lead us through every day. And so I told them we were going to be on our best behavior. And with that said, Mr. Co-Chair, I shall now leave for revenue. So have a great day.
Are the students leaving? You're not going to leave.
No, students, leadership shows well.
Welcome here. So I hope you won't leave. So you're going to stay here, please? Welcome, Hermiston. I like Hermiston. Great place. He should stay here, by the way. You should tell him that, because this committee is more important than the Revenue Committee. So I'm very pleased you're here. Welcome. Welcome, Hermiston.
But, Mr. Co-Chair, we don't have any money to spend if revenue doesn't raise the revenue. They're kind of important.
They got $90 million. That's what they're getting. All right. We'll go to the next item, Department of the Employment Department, Representative Noble, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. On February 13, 2018, the Transportation and Economic Development Subcommittee recommended acknowledging receipt of a report from the Employment Department on the status of its information technology modernization initiative. In the spirit of short ponies, the Transportation and Economic Development Subcommittee recommends a joint committee on Ways and Means acknowledging receipt of a report.
Discussion? Any objections? Report has been adopted. Department of Geology and Mineral Industries, it will look to Senator Fred Girard. What are we waiting on, Fred? Where's start
reading? Well, because I have two reports, and I'm not sure which one to read.
Read the first one.
That makes the Senate look very bad. Senator Girard, why don't you give it?
Data preservation program.
Okay.
Data preservation.
Thank you.
Thank you. On February 6th, the Natural Resource Subcommittee recommended acknowledging receipt of a report from the Department of Geology and Mineral Industry on their progress in implementing appropriate measures to improve the agency's business practices. This is the third report that Bergami has provided on its progress.
We have a little less noise. We're trying to...
I haven't said anything, President Courtney. I don't understand.
Yeah, there's students in the room. We don't need to set an example of how to...
Natural Resources recommends approval.
Is there any discussion of the report put by Senator Girard? Any objections? That report has been adopted. Department of Geology Industries, which is another one, Representative Girard.
February 6th, the Natural Resource Subcommittee recommended approval of the submission of a federal grant application from the Department of Geology and Mineral Industries to the U.S. Geologic Survey in the amount of $50,000 for data preservation. The Natural Resource Subcommittee recommends approval.
Any discussions of this report? Is there any objection to the report? We now will have adopted that report. Oregon Health Authority, Recognize Senator Elizabeth Steiner Hayward.
Thank you, Mr. President. On February 7th, the Human Services Subcommittee recommended approval of the submission of a federal grant application from the Oregon Health Authority of the U.S. Health and Human Services in the amount of up to $400,000 per year for 4 years to address oral health care workforce needs in designated shortage areas. If successful, the agency will partner with the OHSU School of Dentistry and the Office for Oral Health to expand the oral health workforce in the following ways. Expand the capacity of the Healthcare Provider Incentive Fund to make additional scholarships available for dental students. Test innovative approaches to a community-based recruitment and retention model for oral health providers. Evaluate the use of teledentistry to expand services in underserved areas. Human Services Subcommittee recommends approval.
Discussion on the report? Any objections to the report? Report has been adopted. Oregon Health Authority recognizes Senator Rayfield.
On February 7th, the Human Services Subcommittee recommended approval of the submission of a federal grant application from the Oregon Health Authority to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency in the amount of up to $200,000 over a three-year period to transition the new federal drinking water data system. The Human Services Subcommittee recommends approval.
Discussion of the report as presented. Any objections? The report has been adopted. Oregon Health Authority recognize Senator DeBoer.
Thank you, Mr. President. Chair. On February 7th, the Human Services Subcommittee recommended acknowledging receipt of a report from the Oregon Health Authority on the development of behavioral health regional governance model. Through a budget note, the agency was tasked to work with CCOs, county health, mental health programs, local public health, and others to create a single plan of shared accountability for behavior health system coordination. This is referred to as the Regional Behavioral Health Collaborative. The agency has laid out a general process, including submitting information on the geographic area and partners, establishing priorities and rationale, an action plan and reporting. The agency expects to begin by piloting collaboratives, one each in the urban, rural, and frontier area. The subcommittee discussed the importance of finding ways to broaden this work to include all behavioral health, not just Medicaid. The Human Services Subcommittee recommends approval.
Discussion to this report. Any objections? Report has been adopted. Higher Education Coordinating Commission recognizes Representative Wisnett.
Mr. Co-Chair, on February the 8th, the Education Subcommittee recommended approval retroactively of the submission of a federal application from the Higher Education Coordinating Commission to the U.S. Department of Defense in the amount of $1,548,676 for a four-year troops to teachers program. The primary purpose of the grant is to increase the number of credits awarded to veterans and to increase the number of CTE teachers across the state. The Education Subcommittee recommends approval.
Discussion, please. Any objections? Report has been adopted. Department of Justice, Representative Stark.
Thank you, Co-Chair Courtney. On February 14th, the Public Safety Subcommittee recommended acknowledging receipt of a report from the Department of Justice on legal services delivery model. The provisioning of legal services offerings may be viewed along a continuum that ranges from highly centralized or consolidated service delivery model to decentralized service delivery. A consolidated model is where all attorneys work exclusively for DOJ. A decentralized model has each agency employing their own legal staff. Successive attorney generals have adhered to a policy of consolidated legal service delivery model. This model has proven to be a fundamentally sound approach. Legal service delivery could be enhanced with the expansion of DOJ's co-location of attorneys and agencies, as well as through the authorization of special assistant attorney general positions for some agencies. The co-location of non-attorney staff, such as paralegals, may also help to reduce agency legal costs. Public Safety Subcommittee recommends approval.
Discussion of the report. Any objections? Report has been adopted. Department of Justice, Representative Stark.
Thank you, Co-Chair Courtney. On February 14th, the Public Safety Subcommittee recommended acknowledging receipt of a report from the Department of Justice on legal service billing model. The predominant DOJ billing model is through an hourly rate. Other models that are used to a lesser extent are the retainer and a flat charge model. DOJ is considering replacing the hourly billing model with a flat change charge model beginning with the 2019-21 biennium. This would be a significant change whose implications require further study. Public Safety Subcommittee recommends approval.
Discussion of the report. Any objections? The report has been adopted. Department of Justice recognizes Senator Elizabeth Steiner Hayward.
Thank you, Mr. President. On February 14th, Public Safety Subcommittee recommended acknowledging receipt of a report from the Department of Justice on extraordinary attorney compensation costs. DOJ was to submit a report if compensation adjustments for DOJ's attorneys exceeded the standard compensation adjustment for management service employees. With the conclusion of collective bargaining, extraordinary increases above the management services adjustments have triggered the reporting requirement. The additional attorney compensation costs include a 1.6% cost of living adjustment and a one-time lump sum payment of $2,120.69. The estimated cost for the current biennium is $739,404 and $408,786 for the 2019-21 biennium. DOJ's plan is to hold several attorney positions vacant if these extraordinary costs are not appropriated or limitation provided as part of the budget process. The Public Safety Subcommittee recommends approval.
Discussion? Representative Mike McClain.
Thank you, Chair Senator Courtney. Appreciate Senator Steiner Hayward going over this, and but I am confused because you talked about costs with the Department of Justice. When I first read it, I was confused on whether this is extraordinary costs or the cost of extraordinary attorneys. And did I make the list?
It's a non sequitur.
Did Jennifer make the list?
That was not my phone.
I'm assuming because the name of it is extraordinary attorney compensation costs. So, Mr. President, is this the cost of extraordinary attorneys?
Compensation for extraordinary attorneys.
Of course. You know what, Mr. President, given your expression,
I think you should withdraw the question.
I'm going to withdraw the question. I'm going to compliment you on the color of your shirt. It was the color of the ice cream I ate last night. And I'm going to thank you for your service to this great state.
Is there any further discussion? Any objections? Report has been accepted.
Two-thirds vote.
Mortuary. Excuse me. Representative McClain, mortuary and cemetery board.
I don't have this one.
Nathanson has it.
Representative Nancy Nathanson, please.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. On February 8th, the Education Subcommittee recommended acknowledging receipt of a report from the Mortuary and Cemetery Board on an assessment of the health-related licensing board's information technology needs. The board's current IT vendor is ending support in June 2018. The board is working closely with the Office of the State CIO and the Department of Administrative Services to evaluate its IT needs and to find suitable local vendors. The board is expected to return to the emergency board with more information and any request for additional resources. The Education Subcommittee recommends approval.
Discussion? Any objections? That report has been adopted. Department of Public Safety Standards and Training, Representative Stark.
Thank you, Co-Chair Courtney. On February 12th, the Public Safety Subcommittee recommended approval retroactively of the submission of a federal grant application from the Department of Public Safety Standards and Training to the Federal Emergency Management Agency in the amount of $343,104 for firefighting equipment. The Federal Assistance to Firefighters Grant Program makes funds available to annually to the state fire training academies to purchase firefighting and emergency response equipment. The funding requested by DPSST in the current funding cycle would be used for a new fire truck. The grant requires a 15% cash match, which can be met within the current budget, and awards are expected to be announced on February 6, 2018. If the grant is awarded, the department will return to the E-Board to request additional federal funds expenditure limitation. Public Safety Subcommittee recommends approval.
Discussion? Any objections? The report has been adopted. Department of Revenue, Senator James Manning, Jr.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. On February 5th, General Government Subcommittee recommended acknowledging receipt of the report from the Department of Revenue on accounting and budget review. The Department of Administrative Services Chief Financial Officer assembled a team to review DOR's financial management practices. The review identified a number of deficiencies. DOR has acknowledged the review findings and is undertaking efforts to resolve them. The General Government Subcommittee recommends approval.
Discussion. Any objections? The report has been adopted. Department of Revenue, Representative Senator James Manning, Jr.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. On February 5th, General Government Subcommittee recommended acknowledging receipt of a report from the Department of Revenue on personnel practices. The Department of Administrative Services Chief Human Resource Officers undertook a review of DOR's personnel policies. DOR internally reviewed positions from the budget perspective. These two reviews identified deficiencies in personnel policies, practice, and budgeting. DOR has acknowledged the findings and is undertaking efforts to resolve them. General Government Subcommittee recommends approval.
Discussion. Any objections? Report has been adopted. Department of Revenue, Senator Alan DeBoer.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. On February 12th, the General Government Subcommittee recommended acknowledging receipt of a report from the Department of Revenue on the Processing Center Modernization Project. The project is a commercial off-the-shelf product whose intent is to move DOR from a 5% to 100% imaging of all incoming paper documents. The original attempt at this project was unsuccessful. The project, due to its critical importance, was reinitiated and funded by the legislature in 2017. The report demonstrates that the reinitiated project is being managed in a far more disciplined approach and has sought to address each of the failing of the original project. The General Government Subcommittee recommends approval.
Discussion? Any objection? Report is adopted.
Chair. Senator President.
Oh, excuse me. Senator Alan DeBoer.
I just wanted to express that I'm becoming concerned at our committee that the amount of projects that we're doing on computers, which I think is 98 currently, we need to change our approach. The failure rate of these systems and the managing of the projects is really critical. And if you look at private corporations, I don't think everybody has their individual computer system. So we're spending millions and millions and millions of dollars on systems that may not be working as anticipated. Thank you.
Anyone else want to make any remarks about the report that we've already adopted? Department of Revenue, recognize Senator James Manning, Jr.
Mr. Co-Chair, thank you once again. On February 12th, the General Government Subcommittee recommends acknowledging receipt of a report from the Department of Revenue on taxpayer assistance. DOR reports is a complete and thorough self-analysis of the agency's customer service processes, challenges, and deficiencies. Many of DOR customer service issues are systemically driven, but within the agency's control to remedy. DOR has acknowledged its shortcomings in the area of customer service and is undertaking efforts to resolve them. General Government Subcommittee recommends approval.
Discussion. Any objections? Report has been adopted. Department of Revenue, recognize Senator David Gomberg.
Thank you, Mr. President. On February 12th, the General Government Subcommittee recommended acknowledging receipt of a report from the Department of Revenue on the Core Systems Replacement Project. The project is the implementation of a new state-of-the-art revenue management system and has been a needed and important investment for Oregon. While the core functionality of the project has been mostly completed and is operational, more work is left to be done. Post-implementation costs for other than routine operations and maintenance and new legislative initiatives are likely to increase. The funding of such costs may become critical to the underlying success of the project. The General Government Subcommittee recommends approval.
Discussion. Any objections? Report is adopted. Board of Examiners of Speech, Language, Pathology, and Audiology. Representative Nancy Nathanson.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. On February 8th, the Education Subcommittee recommended acknowledging receipt of a report from the Board of Speech, Language, Pathology, and Audiology on the investigation process and workload. The Board reported that the number of investigations has increased beyond the capacity of the Board's current resources. The Board does not anticipate being able to continue the use of contract investigators with the increase and complexity of caseload. The Board has a separate request for a part-time investigator position that is under consideration. The Education Subcommittee recommends approval.
Discussion. Any objections? The report has been adopted. Department of Veterans Affairs, Senator Rod Monroe.
Thank you, Mr. President. On February the 6th, Transportation Economic Development Subcommittee recommended approval of a submission of a federal grant application from the Oregon Department of Veterans Affairs to the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs in the amount of $3.9 million for upgrades to the Oregon Veterans Home in the Dalles. Transportation Economic Development Subcommittee recommends approval.
Discussion. Any objections? Report adopted. Department of Veteran Affairs, Senator Rod Monroe.
Thank you, Mr. President. On February 6th, Transportation Economic Development Subcommittee recommended approval of the submission of a federal grant application from the Oregon Department of Veteran Affairs to the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs in the amount of $2.4 million for upgrades to the Veterans Home in Lebanon. Your Transportation Economic Development Subcommittee recommends approval.
Discussion? Any objections? Report has been adopted. Representative Co-Chair Nancy Nathan, do you have anything to say?
No, thank you, Mr. Co-Chair.
Has anybody else got anything to say?
No.
Just
you don't get to talk. You don't get to talk. Seeing no one else has anything to say, this meeting is adjourned. I discriminated equally.